Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
All right, so according to a new survey, men would rather have a woman make fun of their mother than their junk.
That's cruel.
They would rather have a woman make fun of their mother than their own junk.
Sounds accurate.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I read this and I was like, it's time for a game of would you rather insults. Giving a kid warning here because
we're gonna use the word sex more than once.
I went into a deep dive on the internet for some of the best insults.
Oh.
All right. And so what I'm going to do is I'm gonna read off these insults and you guys have to decide which one is the worst one. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now these are harsh. These are so harsh.
Ooh, okay.
And they are so wrong. And you have been warned. But when I say a couple of them made me laugh out loud, I don't know what that says about me as a person, but they did. All right. So first, and we're starting strong, even though there's one word I can't say on the radio. I'd call you a C word, but you lack the depth and warmth. I love that.
Okay.
Versus, you're like September 10th. No one will remember you.
Ooh.
Which one is worse?
Yes. Which one would you not want to hear?
I'm going with the first one.
You don't want to hear the first one?
That's harsher for me.
I don't know. I can't joke about 9/11, so September 10th to me is worse about it.
I feel like that one's worse, too.
Same for the same reason. Yeah. It's just, it will never be funny.
Yeah.
All right, next one. You are a walking advertisement for the benefits of birth control.
That's good.
That's funny.
That's good.
Versus, you're so ugly, your birth certificate is an apology letter from the condom company. That one gets you, Cassie?
That one is good.
So, would you rather somebody walk up to you and say, you're a walking advertisement for the benefits of birth control, or you're so ugly, your birth certificate is an apology letter from the condom company?
I like the second one because it's more original. I've never heard it.
So you'd rather somebody say that?
Yeah.
I'm going number one because you know what? Birth control is not a bad thing. So go contraception.
All right. Your next round of the worst insults. Jesus called. He says that he loves everyone with the exception of you.
No, blasphemy.
Versus, you're so ugly, dogs hump your leg with their eyes closed.
Just doing something for Cassie,
right?
Cassie's in a place right now, so these are really hitting like a part of her soul,
a place of rare happiness.
Yeah. All right, you want somebody to say Jesus called? He said he loves everyone with the exception of you, or you're so ugly, dogs hump your leg with their eyes closed.
Give me the dog with the eyes closed. I want Jesus to love me.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Give me number two because I don't want to go to hell.
All right, here's the next one. Oh. These are harsh. Okay. Well, they've all been harsh, but here we go. Which insult would you rather have hurled at you? Everyone who ever loved you was wrong. Versus,
damn.
I envy everyone you've never met.
Ooh.
I know. Those are some burns.
Number two. Number one, it's harsh.
Mm-hmm.
That's something I would have to unpack in therapy.
Right? No, that's for sure a therapy one.
Give me the first one, actually.
Yeah, everyone who ever loved you was wrong.
Yeah, give me
what?
That one.
Why?
The second one feels like I envy everyone who never met you. Ouch.
No, number one is just sad.
They both are.
All right, your next round. Which insult would you rather receive? You are the human equivalent of a participation award.
Wow, you tried. You just tried.
It's like calling someone a Hufflepuff.
This is Cassie's favorite segment.
Hufflepuff is such an insult, and it shouldn't be.
Versus, you may not be the dumbest person alive, but you better hope that he doesn't die.
That's a good one.
All right, you want to be called the equivalent of a participation award, or you may not be the dumbest person alive, but you better hope he doesn't die.
Give me the second one, because at least I'm still not the dumbest.
Okay.
I'm still alive.
All right.
Give me the first one, because Hufflepuffs are great finders.
That's an inside joke that a niche amount of group will get. All right, here we go. Last one. Which insult would you rather have? Kid warning.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Your teeth are so yellow that when you're driving your car, other cars slow down. Versus, your mother should have swallowed you.
Yikes! Hey, yo! The first one! Oh, my God!
God!
I don't want to play anymore!
Don't bring Carrie into this!
My mama should have done what?
It's The Burt Show.
You're on The Burt Show.